Thank you very much, Juliette. Well, we're joined by Ross Lindsay from our sports department and by Rossa McDermott, who is from Optimum Sports Management, to discuss the story, the sports story of the day, if not of the week. Ross, Wayne Rooney has signed a new 5-year deal. I think the question I'm looking for is, what?
What? Well, I'm sure a lot of Manchester United fans are like breathing a massive sigh of relief, because I would have said even 12 hours ago most people thought that Wayne Rooney was heading out the door. And you're right, I suppose, in saying, well, what has happened? What has changed? And most people are going, that's incredible. What's the story? To go from, I want to leave Manchester United, which was the case sort of even, as I said, even coming up to lunchtime, when suddenly Manchester United produced this statement to say, actually, no, do you know what? He's committed his future to Manchester United. He's going to stay here until he's 30, which is just the incredible thing that happened today. In fact, even it seems that the bookmakers were blindsided by it, because they only decided that they were going to stop taking bets on Wayne Rooney staying at Manchester United, because obviously they were getting a flood of these people sort of putting money on it. Only about 10 minutes before the news came out that actually Rooney was going to stay. So everybody's completely shocked by what exactly has happened. And it's sort of brought to the end an incredible week of this story going on, through the situation whereby sort of on Tuesday, where Alex Ferguson brought out from nowhere, just seemed to admit that, yes, Wayne Rooney wants to leave. Suddenly huge shock as to what's going on. Then on Wednesday, Wayne Rooney came out and said, yes, I do want to leave. And the reasons why I want to leave is because I feel that the club isn't as ambitious as me. This is an incredible thing to think of, Manchester United with all their titles, Old Trafford called a theatre.
And ahead of an attack on Fergie.
Well, it is an attack on Fergie, but also if you look at it, an attack on perhaps what the Glazers are doing. And we saw with Liverpool last week, and the fact that, you know, when football clubs don't have the finances to get in the good players in the same way that other clubs do, the Chelsea and the Manchester Cities of this world. And of course, as this is going on with Manchester City, the other side of Manchester, you know, Manchester United fans are getting very nervous about what exactly is the situation. So when Rooney comes out and says, hey, I'm concerned about the future of the club, everyone then has to kind of sit up and listen. But he was saying, I'm going to leave. I'm not going to sign another contract. So even yesterday, last night, there was talks. Wayne Rooney's representatives were getting in. There was discussions. What's going to happen? And now it seems that they've been able to, well, on the surface of it anyway, it seems they've been able to allay his fears, and they've been able to say, yeah, listen, everything's kosher, everything's going to go on, Manchester United will continue as the biggest club in the world, nothing to worry about, Wayne, now sign the dotted line.
Well, let's hear Alex Ferguson and Wayne Rooney now that the dotted line has been signed.
You seem to think that something's better elsewhere, but once all that publicity came out about the impact and the response from everyone about how big Manchester United is, I think that resonated with Wayne quite a lot.
It's been a bit of controversy over the timing of it, but no, I'm delighted it's finally signed, and hopefully, you know, I can move on and get back fit and get back playing again.
Do you buy that thing that says that this was the pressure and the death threats made Wayne stay? Because that's the underlying thrust of what's being said there.
Well, the interesting thing about it is, well, what exactly is going on, and are we being told the full story? And we're probably not. There's always stuff that goes on in and around, and there's an awful lot of debate going on as to what exactly was the situation here. Was Rooney really concerned about where Manchester United are going? Well, clearly he's an ambitious guy, so that must be the case. Or was he simply looking for more money? That's another case. And what exactly was the situation? If you're negotiating with somebody and you think you have a strong hand, you know, I want more money, do the Glazers have more money to pay for Wayne Rooney? And is this going to mean, if you're not going to pay for me, I'm going to go to Manchester City, I'm going to go to Chelsea, I'm going to go to Real Madrid, I'm going to go to Barcelona? So what has happened in the interim? Well, obviously the Glazers have talked to Rooney and said, don't worry, everything will be fine. But has there been some accommodation reached as well as far as the finances are
concerned? Ross McDermott, you're from Optimum Sports Management, which means this kind of negotiation should be bread and butter for you. Was this all then a negotiating tactic for Rooney? Was this just cause all of this to get more cash?
Well, I think, good afternoon, Anton. I think the speed in which it was resolved, considering they were sworn enemies yesterday, and the way it's resolved today with a photograph released of both of them smiling, has to be negotiation. You have to reckon that Sir Alex Ferguson is in a difficult management position, because he knows his rules and regulations from the Glazers in terms of salaries and structure. And from the other point, he doesn't want to lose his star asset, nor does the club, because it is a balance sheet issue. You know, within a couple of months, he would go on a free transfer. So there's no way that they could let him go. So you have to say that it's negotiation. And at the end of the day, the imaging rights of part of what Wayne Rooney is entitled to or would be claiming to was probably where the deal was.
How do you mean the imaging rights?
What happens is most professional footballers have a basic salary with bonuses on behalf of the club. Imaging rights then relate to intellectual property with anything to do with the Wayne Rooney name. And clubs nowadays like to get a percentage of that.
Wayne so Rooney, things like Rooney written across the back of a jersey.
Jersey or sales, anything in relation
any of that.
To...